This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tax, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another section of Sanity right here on the Real Side. You're listening on GCN Live. Lots of things going on out there. You got to pay attention. You got to pay attention, okay? Right? You head over to the website. I'll wait, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of things you can do up there on the website. And, you know, give me your email address. Every week I send out a list of who we're going to have on the show, who we probably will have on the show. You know, and there's always, there's always guests that pop up. Topics that pop, I mean, some of these topics I can't wait. I got to do them that night. And here's one that just had a look. This is one of the ones like you scratch your head and then you got to sit down for a minute and get up and scratch your head again. University of Missouri's Diversity Office offers a primer on microaggressions. It spotlights such seemingly innocuous phrases as, now, give me a compliment now. It's a microaggression. I love this. So tell your disabled person that, you people are so inspiring. Is it the you people part? Is it the calling them out? I don't understand. Now, the handout, Can We Talk Microaggression in Everyday Life, highlights the messages behind common microaggressions and is available on the Missouri Diversity website. Now, the handout was adapted from the books Microaggressions and Marginality, Manifestations, Dynamics, and Impact, and Microaggressions in Everyday Life, Race, Gender, and Sexual Orientation. If you listen to these people, don't listen to them. Because if you do, everything that you do is somehow a microaggression. Everything. Think about it. You compliment somebody, it's a microaggression. It used to be some women took it as an offense when you said something about how they were dressed or how pretty they were, that kind of thing. You look pretty today. Why? Didn't look pretty yesterday? Never mind. You've always been ugly, and now you're uglier. You know, there's no way to win that, right? And I've been in those situations. That's why I can say that. It's always hilarious. What do you mean I look good today? I've worn this dress before. What are you talking about? Like, yeah, oh, yeah, because I follow you around, and I write down your wardrobe every day. And anyway. But everything today, they don't even call them insults or anything. Now they're just microaggressions. Do they even use the word? Have we even seen the word insult be used? Sue is a professor of counseling psychology at Columbia University's Teachers College. She's written numerous publications about multicultural counseling, ethnic diversity, minority issues, racism, and anti-racism, and psychology. Now, I wonder what color Sue is. Because if I write something about black people, I get emails telling me I have no right to talk about black people or to their issues. Sue is obviously a female, unless she identifies as a male. Why does she get to write about male issues? Don't understand. The last name is Sue? Why do you do that? Oh, Daryl Wing Sue. Well, even so. He shouldn't be dialing about. He should. If you're gonna interrupt me, you should at least use a microphone. Yeah.
Sorry, you just have to read the whole thing.
No, I don't.
It says he is
my
best
microphone.
Known for his book.
Oh.
Counseling the Ethnically
Diverse. Yeah, but Dr. Daryl Wing Sue, right? He's a professor of counseling, listen, psychology at Columbia University Teachers College. He's written numerous publications. Why didn't they say he and he has? Maybe he does identify as a female.
Next paragraph.
Written numerous publications about multicultural counseling, ethnic diversity, minority issues, racism, and anti-racism. He is best known for his book, Counseling the Ethnically Diverse, Theory and Practice. And you know what? I'm bored with this guy already. I mean, how can he... How do you counsel on all this stuff? Right? He's written a book. He's counseling on all this stuff. And we're continually told that if I don't identify as a woman, if I'm not a transgender, then I can't speak out about transgenders, good or bad. If I'm not black, I can't speak out on blacks. If I'm not a woman, I can't speak to women issues. I'm like screwed every which way around. Because this says doctor. I'm an honorary doctor.
It's probably because he's a professor.
All right, so now I got to work on getting a professorship. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Thank you. Mizzou's handout presents several common microaggressions. Several common microaggression examples. And then they put them in chart form, listing the theme, the microaggression, and then the interpreted message. Each microaggression, you know, this is like your times table charts, right? I mean, seriously, you don't know any of these things until you have to start. You have to memorize them all to make sure that you're not, I don't know, performing a microaggression against somebody, speaking a microaggression, I don't even know what to call it. The handout asserts that the colorblind statements made by whites, such as when I look at you, I don't see color, deny persons of color their racial and ethnic experience. So let me see, guys like me in the 70s, we were taught by academia, who was smarter than everybody, we were taught not to see color. We were told not to see color in people. That was the right thing to do. Right? The educators taught us that because they knew better than us. Now they're telling us they were wrong. So why should I trust them now? If they were wrong then, what makes you think they're not wrong now? I don't know what to do here. I'm so lost. Is there a safe room for me? I need a safe room, people, because I don't know what to do. If I leave the room, I guess I'm in it now, then I'm screwed. Now, colorblind statements such as that, according to the handout, show that white people refuse to acknowledge race and merely want people of color to assimilate into the dominant white culture. No! It's what you guys told us to do. What is wrong with you people? Kimberly Moran joins me. Maybe she can get me off the ceiling here. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Apparently, don't call me. Don't send me an email telling me how inspiring I might be, how good I am, how maybe the good to show. You don't do any of that. Because I don't know if you guys know this. I have a disability. I'm blind in one eye. Now, I know you can't see it. And you can't tell, so be careful because, you know, you might be throwing microaggressions at me and making me feel bad. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As she does on a regular basis, Kimberly Morin joins me, and Kimberly is all wound up about the gun. Now, remember, this is a family show, so the gun BS that's going on out there. And Kimberly, I don't know if that's not a microaggression in and of itself. I'll have to check that while we're talking.
That is a
microaggression against the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the American people, the United States of America, every man and woman who is legally able to purchase and possess a firearm in this country. That's what that is. And you know what? I'm going to crawl into my safe space, my AR-15, and they come and take it.
Now, I know you know all about guns, right? So apparently I'm understanding now that they're not assault weapons until they're used for an assault, right? I mean, where does the term assault weapon come from, right?
Listen, first of all, anything can be an assault weapon. Hands, fists, feet, knives, bat, car. As a matter of fact, I just posted the FBI stats the other day, and there's more people murdered with hands and fists than there are with rifles. That's a fact.
I agree. I know. And I grew up, baseball bats were the weapon of choice at times. So
I am going to post. There's a great website that I use and I send to left wing lunatics all the time. I'm going to post it in the chat room. It tells all about assault weapons, quote unquote. It's a made up term by a homophobe.
Oh.
It's a made up term by the gun control lobby from years ago when they wanted to scare people into banning them. That's all it is. It's a completely made-up term. It doesn't exist.
You and I are on the same side. I'm loving this stuff. Look, I said this to somebody today. Now, you, this is your passion. You are on this topic, like all over this topic. So last weekend, 56 people were shot, 13 killed on Father's Day in Chicago, right? Now, here's the president of these United States, the guy who says that he cares about you, he cares about people, he cares about Americans as a whole, he doesn't care about his own people. I mean, Chicago, again, a gun-free zone, a place where you're not supposed to be able to get guns, and if he would get off his butt, if he would stop flying all around the place, get off the golf course, spend a couple of weekends in Chicago with his buddy Sharpton and Jackson, they could take those streets back. But it's not sexy, right? There's nothing sexy about it.
No, Obama lived in Chicago for years. His wife is from Chicago. They know fully what's going on in Chicago and D.C. and these inner cities. They don't care that poor black people are getting killed by gang members. They don't care. That's the big deal. They don't care. They know those people aren't going to bother protecting themselves from the government, if that ever was to happen. Those people are controlled by the conditions that they live in, which is pushed on by the government. They don't care about the 300-plus murders that have happened in Chicago this year, or shootings. They don't care. That's where there's a real issue.
It's not sexy. It's not white people killing the black people. See, they can't tie that, so it's not sexy. But, you know, back to what you said a minute ago, think about this. Chicago's been run by Dems for, what, over 60 years, over 70 years. And so they can't blame anything on us. They can't say it's the Republicans, conservatives, or the white folk, because they've been in control of it, right?
Well, I'm sure some of them are white folk. Rahm Emanuel's white. I mean, I'm sure there's been plenty of white people running Chicago, but the main common theme is they're Democrats. And that's why Chicago is such a blank hole. With massive high taxes, schools are failing, yet the teachers are paying some of the highest salaries in the country, and they go on strike every 2 years because they want more, and the students come out dumber than dirt. It's horrifying. It's horrifying.
Yeah.
But, you know, they just that's how they roll. That's how Democrats roll.
Well, they were yes, in this case especially. And I always get a kick out of the fact that they keep screaming that they need more money, and you can go look at the last – I don't know, look at the last 20, 25 years, every time they ask for more money gets thrown at them, and it changes absolutely nothing. And in some cases, it gets even worse, right?
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of... I wrote an article a while ago about the massive corruption that goes on in the Chicago public schools, and they only touched on a little bit of it. We're talking bad, bad things like teachers stealing, sexual assault. There's all kinds of really horrifying things that go on in these schools, and nothing happens. Why? Unions!
I can't stand this stuff. It does. It makes me nuts.
And it's never going to end because the people don't vote it out.
Well, look, we've created this. And when I say we've created this, what I mean by that is one of my favorite sayings on the show here is that you go into the ballot box, even if you want to do the right thing. You've got a government check in one hand, right? And then you've got your ballot in the other hand. And you know that if you check, for all intents and purposes, if you check a certain box, you're going to lose a good portion of that government aid. Maybe all of it. And you've got
right.
a family to feed. And you've been made, I'm going to say it, you've been made dependent on the government. It puts you in a bad spot. I mean, you put yourself there, I get it. But you're in a bad spot. What do you do?
The problem is, it's not really the government paying for it because the government doesn't earn a damn thing.
Right.
It's taxpayers paying for it, those of us who work and pay taxes. So the government's just the middleman, right? They're
right.
just the ones throwing the money at people, saying, here, take this money, don't work, don't be responsible, we'll take care of you, we'll take care of your kids, your housing, your food, your school, everything. And you just keep voting for us.
And you know,
so basically,
yeah, well, Pelosi said she wants to take care of you, so you would have to be burdened down by work. You could go do your arts, you could go do your music and that kind of thing, right? I mean, what are you saying? She's like a little whack or something?
You said it's a family show, so I'm not going to repeat what I think about Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, I love that.
But these are the kind of people, so we get the government we deserve. Society is so dumbed down now by the media. The media is horribly, horribly complicit in doing this. Society is so dumbed down that we don't know the truth. We believe whatever they tell us, and they never question politicians. It's far and few between, quote, journalists that actually question any of these politicians, even when they know they're lying to their faces, because most of the media is on the left, so they push that agenda.
They got them petrified. Listen, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Kimberly Boyne joins me. We're going to talk about guns. I was going to say guns and sex, but I'm off the sex stuff. It's making me nuts. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening on GCN Live. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. Also listening on GSN Live. Listen, GCN Live. Go to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in the live chat room. Also, you can find the stations in the Times Classic Podcast. I mean, everything you want to know is there up on my website, therealside.com. Kimberly Morin joins me again like she does from time to time on the show. We're talking about guns. Oh, watch me get her hair to stand up again. We're talking this evening about gun control. Kimberly, thanks for joining me. I appreciate the time with me.
Thank you for having me.
You need oxygen now, or should what bothers me about these people? Who was it? I can't remember the senator. I had his clip on the other night, and he was ducking and dodging the ABC commentator because he said his legislator would have helped in the situation in Orlando. And the commentator says to him, "Well, wait a minute. Your legislation was all about background checks when you buy guns at a gun show. How is that going to help? What would that have done for Orlando?" And he danced all around the issue, but he still, at the very end, said it's legislation like his that will keep people safe. I'm going, your legislation, there isn't one massive shooting you can point to and said, aha, he got that at a gun show.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
This is how ignorant, uninformed, and unintelligent these people are. The problem is, their supporters believe them. Most of these people have never even stepped foot into a gun show. In a gun show, you get a background check when you buy a firearm. That's how it is. And there's many gun shows that won't even allow any kind of private sales between two people. A lot of them don't. So, you know, they've never gone to a gun show and actually tried to purchase a firearm. They've never gone to a federally licensed firearms dealer to purchase a firearm. They have absolutely no clue what they're talking about. And when these morons say that an AR-15 is an assault weapon, they sound like even bigger morons.
I love these people. And you're right. They've never gone. They've never tried. They've never checked out. They really don't get it. My wife and I went to, I think, a gun show 6 months ago or something like that. And we were walking through it. There was a table off in the back on the left-hand side. And they were doing background checks at that table. They were taking the paperwork and such. So you're right. I mean, it isn't a free for all. It's not an ammunition orgy there, you know.
You have gun shows in California?
Yeah, they're in a case. You get to see them. It's a show. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's about all you can do. No, they're making it. Listen, Kimberly, you got to come on after you look up the legislation that they've passed and want to continue to pass here in California, where they've said of course you have a right to have a gun, but you don't have a right to ammunition. There's nothing in the Constitution. I knew that one. But there's nothing in the Constitution that says you have a right to buy ammunition. Nothing.
So what are they doing about ammunition now?
You have to have a background check every time you buy it. You cannot buy more than 100 rounds at a clip. At a time, I'm sorry. There's a whole bunch of ammunition now out there. Now, there's another legislator that's trying to pass something where the only time you can buy ammunition is when you're at the shooting range and only for the amount you use.
Okay, so what if you want to use 1,000 rounds?
You have to use them.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to. You can't leave with any ammunition. You have to use them.
That's insanity.
No.
I never...
California.
Wow. I don't even know what to say. I really... California is even worse than Massachusetts.
Yeah, but I don't... You know, I tout this. Maybe I shouldn't. You're more up on the gun laws than I am. This should scare you. I had a permit to carry concealed in California, in Massachusetts. It irritated my dad because he couldn't get one because of the riffraff he hung around with. But I got one. And I had 22 pistols when I left California. Now, I had 22 pistols and never even waved it in somebody's face. You know what I'm saying? And
No,
because, you know, I mean, that's what the left would have you believe. That's what we do when we get them. I had no rifles, but let me tell you what. I had enough guns on me sometimes walking down the street that I could have held off a small army with. And again, I never did. But
right.
It used to be that you got your gun permit there. You could spend... you got it for 4 years, your carry permit, and you could buy a gun without a background check because you had the permit. You know what I'm saying? And every 4 years you had to get it renewed. Is that still the case?
No, you have to get a background check. It's federal law. You have to get a background check every time you purchase a firearm. That's federal law.
Well, when I was back in the early 70s, that was not the case, let me tell you.
Yeah, these laws were put into place, I believe, in the 90s. So, yeah, that federal law requires you to get a background check every time you purchase a firearm, other than in, like, private sales. But you know what? It's a federal law that if you knowingly sell to a prohibited person, you can serve up to 10 years in prison. So that's a law, too. You can't. It's not like you can sell to be a good guy and knowingly sell to a bad guy. No, the bad guys are selling to the bad guys because they somehow got firearms. You know, criminals are always going to get firearms and or other forms of items to hurt or kill people. It's law-abiding citizens, 90 to 100 million of us, gun owners in this country, that have firearms to protect ourselves from these bad guys who will always exist, whether they're guns or not, because they existed since the beginning of time.
Kimberly, I used to tell people, I still tell people on the show, I think they think I'm lying to them, but you know the area I'm talking about. I said, I grew up in the north end of Boston, and I said, I'll tell you what. You go ahead and ban guns. I'm good with that. You know why? Because all I need is 20 minutes and a cannoli, and I'll come back to the house, and I'll have a whole shopping bag full of guns, all right?
Yep.
That the government won't know anything about. I'll be out a few bucks and a cannoli, and that's it, and I'll have all the guns I want. And as far as ammunition goes, that's not going to be an issue either. So
no.
You go ahead and do your thing, and that way there I'll stay safe.
So you guys can't even order bulk ammo in California online.
No, you cannot.
Oh, my goodness.
And now if you have an automatic weapon, the magazines can't hold more than 10 rounds. Okay.
You mean semi-automatic?
Yeah. Sorry, yes, the semi-automatic. Excuse me, pardon me. It can't hold more than 10 rounds. And now they're trying to pass a law, too, that you have to have a tool to pop the magazine out. All right?
That's just the most ridiculous thing I've seen in my life.
So you're trying to hold off and save your family while the police are coming, and you got to look at the robber and go, hold on a minute, I left my tool in the other room. You know,
I have the gun control freaks say to me all the time, why do you need more than certain rounds? Why do you need a large capacity magazine? And I always come back with, so how many, do you know how many rounds I'm going to need to defend myself from attackers? If you do and you have that ESP, please let me know.
Yeah,
because I don't know and no one else knows. What if it's one guy? What if it's three guys? What if it's a big guy who's all messed out? Those people take a lot to take down. So, you know, you don't know. And, you know, if you're nervous, you might not necessarily hit where you need to. I mean, give me a break.
Right.
These are people that have never shot a firearm, don't know what they're talking about, and would rather see women get raped and murdered than actually defend themselves with a firearm.
What do you think of those people that say, just shoot it out of his hand? You want to just smack him upside the head? Come on, don't you want to?
Yeah, tell that to the cops. You see cops doing that? And cops are supposed to be more trained than we are.
Right. Just shoot it. Why do you have to shoot them? Just shoot it out of their hand. Oh, yeah, you've been watching way too many movies, buddy.
That's the problem. They watch way too much TV and movies.
I get. All right. So you sent me some information. I've been spewing this for a long time, but people don't want to hear it from me. You're in it every day. Like I said, the number of guns and gun ownership in the U.S. has increased by 62% in 1994, which would mean, by left logic, our crime has risen by at least 62, if not more, percent, right?
Yep.
But it hasn't.
It should. It hasn't. It's gone.
Well, you know what? Yeah. You know what it is? Yeah, the FBI is lying to us, right? That's what they're, it's a cover up.
Yeah, it must be a cover up. You know, we have, and I've used this a lot too. In New Hampshire, we have some of the least strict gun laws in the country. As a matter of fact, in Vermont, Vermont is right next door. They have constitutional carry and have since their inception. And both of us, and including Maine, too, which now has constitutional carry, we have the lowest crime rates in the country, and we're some of the safest states in the country consistently every year, year after year.
Hey, explain to some people what constitutional carry means. They may not know.
Constitutional carry means you don't have to buy back or ask permission to practice your Second Amendment right. It means if you buy a firearm, you buy a firearm and you can carry it openly, you can carry it concealed, you can carry it whatever way you want, and without asking permission from the government.
And nobody's challenged that? Oh, wait a minute, we got to talk about this the other side of the break. And I'll tell you why, because California's Ninth Circuit, the Ninth Circuit Court out here just had a different thought process on carrying.
Oh, yes, they did.
Yeah, on carrying concealed. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Come on back. We're talking about guns and the right to carry guns, even concealed, on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, Daniel.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, really a pleasure to have you with me. Hop up on the chat room, therealside.com. You'll find it there. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things that you can do up there on the website. Kimberly Morin joins me, as she does from time to time. And tonight we're talking about guns. Nothing but guns. If you don't like guns, you don't want to hear about guns, you've tuned into the wrong show. I don't know what to tell you. Kimberly, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So we started to go down the road in the last segment, it's really funny how they can't seem to get this constitutional thing right. So the Ninth Circuit Court here in California said that you have a right to own a gun, but you don't necessarily have a right to carry it concealed. That's not what the Constitution guarantees you, which I think is really funny because California doesn't even allow you to an open carry. So what was the Second Amendment for? And then you guys on the East Coast in New England, you have three states there that you do have a right, a constitutional right to carry open, concealed, whatever, right?
Well, New Hampshire and Maine are constitutional carry. You can carry however you want. In New Hampshire, you can openly carry without having to get permission. But in order to conceal carry, which is just putting your jacket over your firearm, you have to get permission from the government.
Is it like it used to be in Massachusetts where you got it from the local police chief?
Oh, well, it's not as bad as Massachusetts. That's one of the reasons. That was the final straw. I left Massachusetts. That was horrific. No, and In New Hampshire, you pay $10, you fill out an application, you do hand it into your police chief. He could ask your rep, you know, actually contact your references. You know, they do a background check, and then you get a little piece of paper that says the government gives you permission to put your jacket over your coat on your side. That's how dumb it is. We did pass constitutional carry in the House and Senate the past 2 years, but our governor, who was a left-wing lunatic, would refuse to, she vetoed it. But the reason we tried to pass it is because all these bills, all of gun control, Joe, and for the listeners out there, all of this gun control, all of the gun control you see now, all started because of racist white Democrats back in the early 20s. That was the reason it started, because they did not want foreigners that were coming here to conceal carry, and they did not want blacks protecting themselves. All of the gun control in this country is because of racist white Democrats, and they still behave that way to this day.
Now, you're saying that the party of freedom, the party that wants you to be able to choose and to live your life properly, and that care about all people and all ways of life, you're saying that party did that?
Oh, yes, they did. And they still keep doing it.
Yeah. No, I do. I get
you
it.
Know,
go ahead.
I was going to say, anytime there is, in New Hampshire, this is what we fought. There's a suitability clause, which gives the chiefs of police, and I'm sure this is in a lot of places. You know, even if you pass a full background check and you're legally able to purchase and possess a firearm, if your chief of police doesn't like you, he doesn't have to give you that concealed carry license or permit.
Are you serious?
Yes, and that's what it's based on, the racism and discrimination. Women have been discriminated against. Gay activists have been discriminated against. Minorities, you name it. And this is a 100-year-old law that's in place in a lot of different states, and it still works the same way today.
Wow.
Allows discrimination.
You know,
and that's not supported.
Yeah, I am so amazed. I was gonna wait and do the story later on, but apparently the AG says that we may never know the gunman's motives in Orlando. And I just about fell, when I saw this, I just about fell out of my chair. And I said, are they afraid? They're so afraid to call this what it is. They're so afraid to say a Muslim.
No.
What? What do you mean no?
They're doing it intentionally. They've been doing it intentionally for years. They have created Muslims as a protected class, and it doesn't matter that Islamic extremists fall under that class. They're protecting them, just like the Fort Hood massacre Islamic terror attack, where they called it a workplace violence attack, just like the Boston bomber attack, where they knew about these people. San Bernardino, they should have stopped that woman because she was an Islamic extremist. They have been protecting Muslims because they're a protected class. You can't say, oh my God, it's a Muslim. That person's a Muslim and they're making bombs. Nope, you can't say that. Nope. Racist.
Well,
you're racist.
Yeah, they don't want you even. You know, she got nailed before. Do you remember when she said that anybody who, she was going to seek out and prosecute anybody who spoke negatively against the Islamic faith? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And they came after her. I mean, conservatives and others came after her with guns blazing. And she backed off of that, you know, because she was reminded by several that is just wholly and flat out illegal. You shouldn't have to tell an AG that kind of freedom of speech is blocking that kind of freedom of speech is illegal. It's pretty sad when they don't know it. And
Joe, he does know it. They do know it. They're doing this intentionally. This is not a mistake. These people aren't stupid.
Well, but they know there's going to be pushback. They have to know. Look what she did when she redacted everything out. Did she really think she was going to get away with that? Even the left-wing loons, media loons, were coming after her going, wait a minute, you can't do this.
Yeah, I couldn't even, I was dumbfounded when I saw that. And they still changed the word God, Allah to God.
Right. Well, wait a minute, that's because they were translating it. Now, come on.
Yeah. Exactly, and that's what it translates to. So, yeah, okay,
That's
not what the guy said.
No, but you know what I'm saying. That's their excuse. Well, no, we weren't changing anything, really. We were simply, we were simply changing the, translating it to English for you.
So, think about it. Not all Christians are bad. Not all Muslims are bad. Not all of any group is bad, right? But groups might have extremists that are a subgroup of them, and even the main group doesn't agree with those people, is against those people, and pushes those people away and calls those people out. Not the Obama administration. They will be the first to call out Christians, but they will never call out any Muslim group for doing anything wrong or evil. And we've seen this. It's a pattern. And I really, up until this latest Islamic extremist attack in Orlando, I didn't think it was as bad as it is. But when the left and Obama himself refused to acknowledge that this was the second largest Islamic terror attack on United States soil in our history, and instead they pushed for gun control and told us, oh, no, it wasn't anything to do with the religion, I knew. That's when I knew. It's intentional. And in my opinion, Obama seriously has a hatred for Americans, America, and the Constitution. Because how can you protect?
They're still saying that. They're still saying it has nothing to do with his religion. I mean, here's a guy who professed his allegiance to ISIS, basically, right? And did it in the name of Allah. How could it not have something to do with his religious belief? My favorite saying is, how much crack does it take? How much crack do you have to smoke to really distort this stuff?
And the thing is, I know moderate Muslims. I know people who are absolutely against this, and they've explained why this has happened. It's because of Saudi Arabia and pushing radical Islam across the Middle East, years ago. So I understand why this has come about. But to ignore it, when these people are killing on a daily basis, gays, Christians, other Muslims, Jews, women, children, every single day, Joe, every day they are killing these people on a daily basis around the world. This isn't just a one-off here and there, oh, some guy went nuts and did this. Every single day this is happening. They are committing genocide in Syria right now against the Yazidis. Why is Obama ignoring it? And why is the left telling Americans that we should ignore it, and if we dare speak up about it, we're bigots? It's disgusting.
It's that thing where if they keep pointing their finger at you, if they keep calling you something, eventually you're going to believe it, and you're going to bow down to it. And I think this is what's going on with them. Again, it comes back to, if you say it enough times, they'll believe it. He believes it.
Yeah,
listen, I believe that he believes the stuff he says. I like that.
Actually, I don't think he believes the stuff he says. I think he knows he's intentionally lying, and he knows that there's millions of people in the country who are basically ignorant enough to just believe whatever he says.
Yeah.
And you could say that about a lot of, politicians or movie star type people, celebrities, whatever.
Right.
But
listen,
Obama knows he's telling lies.
We're up against it. I don't want to cut you off, but we're up against it. Tell people how they can hear you and read your writings.
Conservative IND on Twitter. I'm the Manchester Political Buzz Examiner, the Federalist Papers Project, Granite Rock, all kinds of different places.
You're like me. You're like horse manure on a ranch. We can find you anywhere, right? We just have to do a little Googling. Anyway, hey, Kimberly, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit.